This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Electoral College will formally determine the next president of the United States Monday. In states across the country, electors are meeting and casting ballots, which is likely to end with former Vice President Joe Biden winning by a 306 to 232 margin over President Donald Trump. The Electoral College vote is normally a routine formality in the U.S. presidential election, occurring every 4 years. But since the November 3rd national vote, President Trump has repeatedly claimed, without credible evidence, the vote in key battleground states he lost in was fraudulent, costing him re-election. He maintained on Twitter Sunday, the swing states that have found massive voter fraud cannot legally certify these votes. The president and his allies have since lost more than 50 lawsuits in the battleground states contesting the vote. The Department of Justice also said 2 weeks ago it had found no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the results of the election. With a prick in the arm, the U.S. began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine on Monday morning. As expected, a healthcare worker was the very first in the country. Sandra Lindsay, a critical care nurse, was the first to receive the injection in New York State. President Trump, who has pushed for rapid development of the vaccine despite downplaying the severity of the crisis in the beginning, heralded the moment on Twitter. The president tweeting, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Supercooled shipments of the vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in the U.S. city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday for rapid air freight distribution to regional hubs across the United States. This is VOA News. The European Parliament is in a wait-and-see mode on EU-UK trade negotiations, the head of the chamber said on Monday, adding the lawmakers will act on Brexit whether there is an agreement or not. The European Parliament head told a news conference, in case of a deal or no deal, it's clear that the Parliament will have to take initiatives, either to support the so-called agreement or to support the emergency measure in the absence of an agreement. At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. Stumbling blocks include fishing rights and penalties Britain would face for violating the EU's fair competition rules. The UK's health minister says scientists have identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus that may be causing infections to spread faster than the existing variant. But Matt Hancock said, "There's currently nothing to suggest it is more likely to cause serious cases, and the latest clinical advice is it is highly unlikely to fail to respond to a vaccine." Singapore became the first Asian country to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine on Monday and said it expects to start receiving shots by the end of the year. The prime minister said he would be among the early recipients to show the vaccine is safe. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said on Monday Iran-Europe relations are unlikely to suffer over the recent execution of a dissident following European condemnation and the postponement of a major business forum. Rouhala Zam was on Saturday after Iran's Supreme Court upheld his death sentence passed in June over his role in protests during the winter of 2017 and 18, among other charges such as espionage. The United States, for the first time, accused Iran of direct involvement in the probable death of former FBI agent Bob Levinson, who vanished 13 years ago, and imposed sanctions on two intelligence agents. Releasing the finding a month before President-elect Joe Biden takes office, President Trump's administration urged his successor to prioritize the release of at least three Americans in Iranian custody, as his team expects to resume diplomacy with the U.S. adversary. Black sandy dust found in a capsule brought to Earth by a Japanese space probe is from a distant asteroid, scientists confirmed after opening it on Monday. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.